Hi, it's Amy.
Hello.
Hi, Amy.
You guys having sunshine today?
There's sunshine every day.
I'm in the wrong state.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Dr. Lin.
How are you, Dr. Lin?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Hi, Dr. Lin.
Hi, I'm calling in for the provider call.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were. This is Domino's Pizza.
Oh no. Oh, that's a joke. Yeah. Am I early, by the way?
You are a few minutes early.
Okay, good, 'cause it didn't seem like anyone else was on. So, I'm going to mute myself then.
Sure.
Okay, good to talk to you guys.
Evening, everybody.
Hello. Who just joined the call just so I can record you for attendance?
Charlie Sunny's on.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? You broke up.
Sure, Charlie Sunny.
Hi, Dr. Fenny.
Hi.
A lot of people are probably out still on holiday, but we'll wait another minute or so. Tonight's meeting probably won't take very long.
Hello, this is Dr. Friedman.
Dr. Friedman.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and get started here? I want to thank you all for joining us this evening. As I said earlier, I hope everybody had a nice holiday. Tonight's agenda will be relatively short. What I wanted to bring to everybody's attention is about a week and a half ago, we were notified of some changes that were going to be happening rather abruptly for criteria for biologics, and specifically the supporting documentation. This was affecting primarily diabetic foot ulcers and venous leg ulcers. It's something that we anticipated was going to happen as the use of biologics is becoming more and more prevalent, that the restrictions and rules would become more specific and more strict. But we were quite surprised that we were initially given only just a few days heads up before this was going to be implemented. Fortunately for us, this has been delayed till the beginning of 2026. But it is still important that I wanted to go over some of these changes because they're likely, still going to be in place. And I think it's something that we need to, as a group, start making sure and ensuring that we're documenting all of these elements, again, to kind of minimize those, excuse me, for those, for that risk of clawbacks. So I'll just kind of go over briefly here a list of things that they have suggested will be the changes. Number one will be expanded documentation of standard care and compliance. So this means that for diabetic foot ulcers, they're receiving regular wound debridements, that infection control, offloading, and compliance with therapy has been documented. Specifically for venous ulcers, again, it requires routine wound debridement, infection control, and compression therapy, specifically greater than 20 millimeters of mercury, if it's a garment or some sort of multi-layer compression dressing. Compliance with treatment is also something that needs to be emphasized. There needs to be more robust documentation of underlying conditions and interventions. excuse me. So for diabetes, this means recent blood glucose levels, hemoglobin A1C, vascular assessments for perfusion and ischemia, assessments for osteomyelitis, neuropathy, diet and nutrition assessments, activity levels, skin conditions, offloading devices, and footwear evaluations. For venous ulcers, things like BMI, venous thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, number of pregnancies, edema, physical activity, venous reflux, perforator incompetence, and vascular competence. There needs to be a specific description of absence of contraindications. So there must be documentation that there's no active infection, that there's no progressive necrosis, ischemia, or necrotic wound bed. Things like active Charcot arthropathy for diabetic ulcers, any sort of active vasculitis or uncontrolled exudate. excuse me. I know some of the manufacturer reps have kind of said it's okay to, bunch up a graft if you have a little bit of, graft overlying, the skin edges and things like that, to just kind of fold it back and peel it onto the wound. But this does need to be specifically documented as wastage. CMS will be looking a lot more specific as to the size of the graft and the size of the wound and accounting for any excess graft that may be, not directly applied to the wound. So that will need to be, either a smaller amount of graft will have to be used, or you'll have to document that wastage. Another change that's going to be taking place is that you will need to kind of preemptively guess how many applications that you think is going to take for healing. If you surpass that, that'll be okay, but you'll need to kind of justify why it's taken more applications than initially considered. For diabetic and venous ulcers, the number of applications will likely change to 8 instead of the 10. And after the fourth application, it will be necessary to attest to its necessity for continued treatment. Again, why the four applications has been insufficient thus far, and if there's any sort of risk of regression for healing if the healing has not been taking place. We've talked about tobacco use. Again, that will need to be kind of re-emphasized specifically. In addition to that, you'll have to, look at medication lists, diabetes management history, prior failed treatments. Those elements will need to be included. So that's just kind of a brief synopsis. We'll be, putting all of this in writing and updating the protocols that you've received to include these elements. As I mentioned before, probably a good idea and good practice to start incorporating these documentation items in your notes, just to kind of get into the habit of it. These changes will be taking place. We thought it was going to be very soon. Looks like we do have a little bit of breathing time, but just kind of wanted to give everybody a heads up about these upcoming changes. Excuse me. So I'll pause here to see if anybody might have any questions.
I just was able, this is Mark. I just was able to get in, and is there just a brief summary of what those changes are? Or
Yeah,
you'll
so
be able to.
we'll have a list of those elements added to the protocols, and those will be resent out to everybody once those have been all updated. Any other questions? All right, very good. Well, Melissa, I will turn the floor over to you.
Okay, I just have a couple of reminders from Donna Barr this evening. The first being that we cannot graft any wounds that are infected. That includes wounds that are active cellulitis and active vasculitis. So if you have any questions about that, you could certainly reach out to Dr. Karamati or myself. If you have wounds that had open ulcerations because of cellulitis and the cellulitis has resolved, certainly feel free to graft those, but it ne needs to be clearly stated that the cellulitis has resolved. Is that that's correct, Dr. Karamati, what I'm stating, right?
Yes, as long as no active infection, that needs to be clearly.
Other than that, I really don't have. Oh, I do. Yeah, I will be reaching out to you once we update our protocols and our new documentation guidelines. I will be reaching out to you to meet with you individually to make sure that you don't have any questions and that you understand all of the new updates for biologics. So look out for emails from me to set up some individual one-on-one time. And that's really all I have this evening. You have
Anybody
any
have
questions?
questions? Anything anybody would like to discuss?
I'm not sure if this has maybe been addressed when I was on vacation because I missed that one. Are we close to an APRIMA update?
I can actually provide you with that. So currently, Dina and I and Samson were working on the APRIMA update, and we came up to some logic issues that we were unable to resolve on our own. So the wound form is back with Brandon and Carl at Aprima, and they are working on the back end issues. So we are close to being able to launch the new wound form. And we will also be building in a biologic template for you guys to use so you won't have to repetitively copy and paste the biologic information. But we are very, very close. So that's good news. I actually just got an email from Aprima today. They had a couple of questions, so they are down the home stretch too on their end.
Awesome. And thank you guys so much for working that out so we didn't have to go through all those rough spots.
Yes, so we are close, and I think we were hoping to launch those in tandem. If not, we will go ahead and get the wound form launched, as soon as that's done, and then probably shortly after, launch the biologic form if that's not done at the same time. And that new form will include the ability to just check a box and convert from in person to telemedicine, back and forth.
Any other questions? All right, then. Well, I thank you all for joining us this evening, and we'll be in touch. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Bye.